Speaking of the migrants, let's get an update on the migrant crisis, specifically in Springfield, Ohio. Now, this is what Trump promised to do at a mass level, starting with Aurora and Springfield.
First here at 9, President Trump bringing up Aurora on the campaign trail again today.
This time, the city saying that he will see mass deportations if he's elected. Fox 1's Nate Bell joining us now with the very latest. Nate.
Yeah, guys, those comments came from Trump at a campaign stop in California this morning. He was, again, as you mentioned, saying that there would be mass deportations here in Aurora. The comments came after a question about Haitian immigrants in Ohio. Local leaders and activists had mixed reactions to what the former president had to say.
We're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora.
Comments from the former president and have people around the state talking. Aurora City Council member Danielle Jarinski says she would welcome help from the national level.
We cannot move forward without federal assistance. It is just, it's too much.
Jarinski says specifically she hopes Trump's plans would focus on gang members and not the migrants who are here legally.
The ones that are here that have committed crimes, that are in and out of our jails, that are currently held in the ICE detention facility, it would be great to have some federal help in getting them out of here.
Raquel,
wait a minute. So you telling me with no word salad, direct and to the point, he said, listen, all of these people that's here illegally, we gonna get them up out of here. All of these people are here illegally, we not waiting, we coming for you. And we gonna get them up out of here. Ain't gonna be no election interference. Ain't gonna be no endearing yourself to the Democratic Party. Ain't gonna be no you doing what you want to do when you want to and taking advantage of the people and the laws inside of the state. Nope. We not gonna continue to fund none of this. We running you up out of here.
Kel Lane Ariano with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition believes, however, that any mass deportation would likely go beyond convicted criminals.
Whenever an immigration policy is passed, it will be enforced against, typically the entire community. Everybody faces
everybody
the consequences.
Gotta go. We cleaning
house. Previous attempts at mass deportation have caused fear in the migrant community that she doesn't want to see return.
We don't want a community where people are afraid to call the police when they're suffering from domestic violence because they might get pulled into deportation proceedings.
As for the city,
then that means you shouldn't be here if you're here illegally. Let me say this for all of the people in the back, and I don't know if y'all really understand this concept. And you are here illegally, you need to be held accountable because I can't do anything illegal and not be held accountable for my actions. Okay?
Of Aurora, we asked if the city felt a mass deportation was feasible. In a statement, city leaders say it is the responsibility of the appropriate federal authorities to enforce immigration law. APD's focus is the enforcement of state and local law. Beyond this, we're not in a position to engage in speculation.
Now, both Jarinski and Lane Ariano say that they struggle listening to Aurora be used as a political talking point on the campaign trail, with Jarinski saying that the violence and the gang members in Aurora is not widespread like it's been made out to be.
Nope. Let's be clear. We not doing no, oh, man, if it's not made out to be this way. Oh, God, I can't believe it. It's not as bad as you think it is. Nah. Nope. Cleaning house. Running it up. Let's go into finding out whether or not this migrant problem, because we just seen that Data Bash tried to debate with J.D. Vance, and we also seen Trump's perspective on it. Let's get the insight from the ground of what the people are truly saying based off of what this reporter is saying on News Nation.
Nation reporter Rich McHugh live in Springfield, Ohio, with the real problems facing this town. If we take Donald Trump figuratively and not literally on eating of pets, that perhaps is a metaphor for some really serious problems that are happening in Springfield, Rich?
Yeah, 100%, Leland. I mean, this immigration situation here is affecting nearly every aspect of life from what I can tell and from what the residents are telling me here in Springfield, Ohio. I'm here at a jobs and kind of family center here in Springfield. This was packed with a line all day. It was primarily Haitian immigrants, like literally all day long. I couldn't get anyone to speak to me because they don't speak English. But the services here, they're really under strain. It's the infrastructure. The accidents on the roads are skyrocketing. People are really concerned about that. I was told there were three alone today. The crime rate, if you look at the FBI data, the crime rate from 2019 to 2022 is up 142%. Residents say that is during the time when this kind of...
So wait. The city is under siege. Crime is out of control. People are literally saying that this whole thing is 100% out of control. And they saying out of control. The whole thing is out of control. So with that being said, what part of this whole city falling apart in Springfield, Ohio? Their schools are overwhelmed. Their hospitals are overwhelmed. Crime is up 142%. What are we missing? What are we missing here? Everything is under siege and out of control. What are we missing?
Influx has come. Residents are saying, like, look, the local town is not listening to us. The state is not listening to us. The feds certainly are not listening to us. I spoke with one resident, Cindy Pack, earlier this morning. She said she's fit to be tied. She's a lifelong resident here. She said across the street from her apartment complex, Haitian immigrants have put up kind of a makeshift garage, like an auto garage, auto body, where they're fixing a lot of these cars that are being kind of damaged around the city. She says she's complaining.
So they get into an accident and they set up an illegal spot for them to go and fix all of the cars that they over here doing all of this crash dummy testing for. Okay, gotcha.
The police have said there's nothing they can do about it. She says it's going all day long and all night. Let's take a listen.
They come in towing them on a rope at night, things like that. So, you know, that's not right.
So this isn't the community that you grew up in or have lived in your whole life?
Not even close. The commissioners, attorney general, all this stuff, most of them won't call you back. They don't want to talk about it. And the city, they'll just lie to you, flat out lie to you.
Okay, so that means that J.D. Vance ain't crazy. I'm not crazy. Trump not crazy. That the people that's reporting it on the ground are not crazy. So what she's saying, a Springfield resident, as reported and willing to talk to the news openly, is saying, hey, listen, our city officials, they out here lying to y'all. They covering it up. They not telling the truth on what's happening because they are a part of an agenda. And for whatever reason, I don't know if they got paid off. I'm just assuming. I'm just giving an opinion. I'm just giving you multiple choice answers. Similarly to how Dana Bash gave. Similarly to how Dana Bash gave to Kamala Harris. These women are basically telling y'all, listen, they're lying to you guys. It's bad out here. They messing up stuff. They eating what they want to eat. They doing what they want to do. And they done set up makeshift stuff. The police can't stop them. They taking over the schools. They are one third of the population already. In less than a year, they are one third of the population. Think about that. 40,000 people in a small town. 20,000 people come in and take over. And your elected officials, your government officials, who basically has sanctioned this, is doing nothing about it, and they trying to act like the story don't exist. The people are telling you on the ground that it exists. It's a real thing. And nobody cares until it's in your city.
You know, they'll tell you that there's really not a bad problem here. There's an extremely bad problem here. And it's only getting worse. And I fear what's going to happen next. Because the people are mad.
Yeah, people are mad. I've talked to a number of them today, like Cindy, who are saying, look, sure, the national media is here. The focus is on this because we're talking about this, because Donald Trump is talking about this. But the issues are going to remain. They've been here for a long time. And when you all leave, we have to deal with this stuff, and it's not changing. The problems are not going away. They're only going to get worse, Leland.
Yeah, well, to be fair, right, the media leaves and the problems are always left behind. As far as you can tell, right, there is this fascination with whether or not Donald Trump was correct specifically about the kidnapping of pets. But there's also this story, and this is how it began, that the Haitian immigrants have been grabbing geese and duck and lots of other birds and cooking them. Here's one 911 call that came into Clark County. Take a listen.
Clark County Communications.
I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today, and I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand.
How many geese did they have?
They each had one.
So, okay, so either the 911 call and the people on the ground are lying, and they're trying to see, this is why we need independent journalism. And thank you for the Cash App. I'm going to read the Cash App shortly. This is why we need independent journalists. This is why you need your own people like me to do the research on the ground that's not paid. And it's funny because people always say, they say, yo, Anton, you must be getting paid by the right. Trump and them must have paid you. A special interest group must have paid you. I have not received one dime, not one dime from anybody whatsoever from a political perspective to tell the truth. I am 100% uncompromised. I just stand on what I stand on, and I'm going to get down to it, and I don't care what nobody else says. That's the difference. These people, these news organizations, they are slanted. They are paid. They are compromised. They are willing to tell you whatever it is that they can tell you in order to get to a bag or to influence things in their favor, which would ultimately benefit them financially. The 911 call right here to Clark County Commissions says that he is on a trail looking at a group of Haitian people, about four of them with all geese in their hand, and they each had one. So am I to believe the 911 call? Am I to believe the people on the ground? Or am I to believe these people that's trying to spin a story and say that it's unfounded? It's unfounded. I wonder if the geese could talk what they would say.
All right, so there at least something is there. Rich, I'm always skeptical when the herd of media instantly shoots something down and says, oh, this is misinformation. I'm old enough to remember when Hunter Biden's laptop turned out to be real, but you couldn't say that. You've been around the town now for a few hours. Are you hearing enough stories from residents about what's happening to say there's probably a lot of problems that we don't fully understand?
100%. And I'd be the first to say, look, everybody's saying like these things are false. Residents I've talked to are saying, look, they're not false. They're just unsubstantiated.
And that's why they use certain words. And this is why we got to be careful they didn't say, oh no, these people is lying. They say, we haven't been able to substantiate whether it's true or not. Like the geese can come out and say, hey, they kidnapping us out here and they cutting us off and they cooking us. The geese can't talk because the geese is cooked. That's why they use words like it's unsubstantiated, meaning they weren't able to find out whether it was true or not, so they can't say that it was or it wasn't, but it doesn't mean that the people are lying. Hey, I got four black people out here trying to catch me. Me and my friends is under attack. They don't value your geese like you do. You think that the geese is all cute. Oh my God, we have to hug trees. Oh God, we have to hug the trees. Protect our wildlife. They be like, man, that's a good meal right there walking down that street. And that thing think that it owns some kind of territory over here. That look like food. We hungry, boss. We's hungry, boss. You know, listen, for some reason, y'all think that y'all culture is like our culture. In China, they really do eat dog. They really do eat rats. That is good protein. That is good plenty of protein. And it keeps our street clean. And we know that they breed exponentially. That is good protein over there. They eat horse in some places. Yes, they do. They eat horse in places. You need to travel around, bro. Your same delicatessens are not the same delicatessens as they. That's good old good geese. That's hey. You see that? You see that? That's that good old geese. Running around healthy. People keep feeding them. Eating all of that good seeds. I think we got us a meal tonight. And leftovers. And we got us a lunch. We got us a lunch. We got that. What's a Haitian name? Somebody give me a Haitian name. I don't know a good Haitian name. Let me see a Haitian name. Haitian. Haitian baby names. Acefi. Adine. Okay, hold on. What is a typical Haitian name? Pierre, Joseph, Louis, Charles, and Paul. Hey, Paul. I see us good old geese over there. Nice and healthy.
Not be borne out over time. They may not be proven. That's part of the issue. But residents are saying, look, we're
Francois.
Not really buying this narrative
Francois,
from
Kodak.
The city outright because they haven't been truthful with us all along. And there are real problems here. And the city itself is not addressing them.
Yo, shout out to the Haitian migrants that's taking advantage of the people over there. I appreciate y'all for giving me this good old good content. You know what I'm saying?